Good evening, my Rabbi Isai. Tonight's shiur is Le'il HaNishmas, Rabbi Yisrael Kalman, Ben Yitzchok HaKohen, his neshama should have an aliyah. Chanukah is getting closer. I just had a thought earlier. It's very rare, halachically speaking, pure halacha. We don't find in many places, halachically, strictly speaking, the concept of mahadrin mina mahadrin. I know it's new, it's used very commonly now on the hechsherim and hashkochas and everything. Mahadrin mina mahadrin, and all that. It's become a very common phrase, mahadrin mina mahadrin. But really, halachically speaking, it's the only place, I believe, that we find the concept of mahadrin mina mahadrin. It's by Chanukah, the fact that everybody lights, and everybody lights for himself and his... And it adds additional candles every night. That is the concept of mahadrin mina mahadrin. There's mahadrin, there's the basic halacha, which every house has just one candle. And then there's the mahadrin mina throughout the whole Chanukah. And then there's the mahadrin mina mahadrin that adds, and everybody has for himself. That's the mahadrin mina mahadrin according to... It's machloik, it's shulchan aruch, but that's it. But lemaisa, we don't find this concept really. We find it as a hiddur mitzvah in many countless places. Most mitzvahs have got a concept of hiddur mitzvah. But the fact that it's the mahadrin mina mahadrin is something which sounds quite, it's unique. It's unique with Chanukah. And the question is, why is it dafka by Chanukah that we find this concept? Mahadrin mina mahadrin, a double hiddur, a hiddur in its hiddur. Now, I think the thought is as follows, it's posher, but I was just thinking it through earlier. Chanukah be'etzem is a mitzvah chaviva be'moed. The Rambam said it's a very, very precious mitzvah, and the whole Chanukah was based on the fact that we all know that really, halachically speaking, the Yidden when they found the oil, really they could have used it. Any oil, really. Why? Because of the concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Really, purely, halachically speaking, they could have used any oil, really. Because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. However, they didn't. And they made a special effort of getting oil, which was Mahadrin, which was pure oil, which was Shemin Zay Zoch, which was still had the Chosim of the Kohen Gadol. And they made an extra effort, although it wasn't really necessary. So that is really the birth of Chanukah, was because they wanted to do the extra bit. The extra bit, Chanukah is all about the extra effort the person does, and the extra effort the person undertakes. And that's what the birth of Chanukah was, this essentially something which wasn't necessary. But the Yidden made that extra effort of getting the purest of the pure and making that extra effort in order to light the Chanukah, to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, something which is completely pure in its best sense. Therefore, we see from here, that is the whole Chanukah, the essence of Chanukah is to do the extra bit, to make a little bit more than the necessary. And hence, it makes sense that we find this concept, Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, Tavka by Chanukah, because it shows and symbolizes to make an extra effort. Mahadrin is always nice, but Mahadrin mina Mahadrin shows that extra effort that a person may want to do in order to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not by chance that most people are makpid on mahadrin mina mahadrin, because normally, you know, when you have a machlokes near a day, very often mekel. If a machlokes is shoinim, we're often going to take a lenient approach, and that's going to be the main halacha. Sometimes in Hilchos Shabbos also, we take lenient opinions. But when it comes to Chanukah, nobody, who have you heard of somebody who just does one candle every night? It's very rare. It's very rare. It's because it just symbolizes the extra effort the person wants to do. It's a yisod that is worth thinking about. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to Simin Reish Samech Ches, and I want to proceed. I aim to get all the way till Seif Vav tonight, inclusive. Let's see if we manage to do so. Simin Reish Samech Ches is the halachas of Torah B'Tefillin. We learn Seif Aleph telling us that we need to say Vayechulu. Seif Beis is about a genuine mistake, which is as follows. I wonder if that's common knowledge or not. Im Tov Yischel Tefillah Sachol. What happens if on Friday night you were shattered? You were exhausted. That was a week that you just, wow. And you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, and you can't keep your eyes open even during Shemoneh Esrei, and you're starting to daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So yes, you've got your Shabbos Tayef, you've got a Shabbos suit and Shabbos hat, but you just finished, and you're exhausted. You're a zombie, really, and you're just davening through, you just go through after Choynein, and you go, well, what's the halacha then? And with the Shtaymel, it can't happen, I imagine. With the shtaymel, I can't. At the chayin, with the shtaymel, doesn't work. So, what happens if you start the davening weekday Shemoneh Esrei? Says Shulchan Aruch, You continue and you finish the bracha. Did you know that? You complete at the chayin on Shabbos, whether it's Friday night, Shabbos day, mincha, you complete at the chayin. The bracha you started. Who maschil shel Shabbos, you complete it. You say bracha to Hashem, chayin ados. And if you carry on after at the chayin, that's also when you just finish the bracha that you started. The weekday bracha that is. And after the maschil shel Shabbos, once you've completed the bracha, then you're not going to start with what's after at the chayin. No, after the chayin, yeah. So you're not going to start hashiveinu. You're not going to start hashiveinu, but baruch Hashem chayin ados, and then you start the Shabbos. The Shabbos. Oh, very good. No, we are talking about ato. If you said ato. As long as you started a weekday bracha, Shel Shulchan Aruch tells us, you continue, finish off. Yes, even if you didn't say bracha to Hashem. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to explain soon why. Mishnah Berurah. Lo yishna nizka b'vyekas atachoynein. Makes no difference at the weather. You started a bracha atachoynein. Lo yishna nizka b'vracha acheret. V'vracha achas m'sha brachas. Makes no difference either if you started Ashiveinu or even went further into thank you very much. It doesn't make a difference. Whichever bracha you started, you will complete it. And once you've said bracha to Hashem, you finish bracha, and then you go into the Shabbos Shmoneh Esre. Lo yishna nizka b'vracha achas, shmisha b'vrachas bein b'arves, whether it's by Ma'ariv, by night, bein b'shachetz, whether it was Shabbos morning, Mosef or Mincha, whether it was Mosef or Mincha. However, yesh oim some saying, that's how we pasken, tabarusef poisika filu b'em tzabach. No, Mosef is different. If you started, if it's Mosef, then if you start the chayin, the halach will be different. We'll see soon what the halach is, but that's how we pasken. So what's the reason for that? Why is it that if you start at the chayin, you actually complete at the chayin with the Shem Hashem? Why is that? So says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Goyimer Hatamu. The reason is the bedinu the boy that slew you ches brachas b'Shabbos k'may b'chol. Really. We should have davened on Shabbos also the complete Shmoyne Eser, a regular, conventional Shmoyne Eser of weekday. We should have really, but adding Shabbos, a little bit similar. But a little bit similar to Rosh Chodesh kind of thing. You say, Yale V'yovoy, or like on Chol HaMoed. Would have made sense to do that? Really, that's the way it should have been. We say a full Shmoneh Esre plus a Shabbos addition. That would have made sense. For the Haske, Kedusha Zayoyim Be'avoida, and would have mentioned the Kedusha, the Heiligkeit, the sanctity of the day, in the middle of Baruch HaVoida, K'moy B'Rosh Chodesh, like we indeed do, on Rosh Chodesh, for Chol HaShalmoed, and indeed the way we do in Chol HaMoed. It would have made sense. However, v'rak, mishum kvoit Shabbos, lo yitrichu rabbonon, was because of the honor of Shabbos, the Chachomim weren't matriach us, they didn't want to impose on us, v'tiknu brocha achzim tzoyis l'Shabbos, and they made a shortened version. So again, really, it would have made sense on Shabbos to have a Yalev Yovoy kind of thing, in the middle of weekday davening. It really wouldn't make sense to make a weekday davening altogether. And just adding a Yalev Yovoy in kind of Shabbos. That would have made sense. Pachom said, no, it's too much expected. After such a week, nobody expected davening Shmoneh Esre plus an addition. You can't expect it. On Friday night, you can't expect. So Chomim said, okay, we're going to make a special shortened version. And that's indeed what we have got on Friday night, the tefillah that we've gotten on that's the tefillah Shabbos that we've got, which are much, much condensed and much shorter. But however, but the Evet is Rilabracha Goimra. But since in principle it would have made sense to have a weekday Shmoneh Esre, it's not a contradiction in terms, he would have made sense to have a weekday. So therefore he said, you know what, you said Atochonin by mistake? You said Atochonin? So fine, so keep saying it. Fine, okay, finish it. Complete it, finish it, because it really Chachamim wanted you to do it, but Chachamim then said it's too long, and then we don't bother. But in a way, it's not completely out of question, and therefore Chachamim said, you say after Choyin and you make the bracha, and then after you go into Shabbos. Shiruy olam min adin. Essentially, it would have made sense to say after Choyin and the remaining brachas. Ve'achach maschil abrocha miuchedes Shabbos. After you said a specially designated bracha for Shabbos. Sifkot and Gimel tells us Shel Shabbos v'atin b'chol zeh le'inyan Yom Tov Slim and Yom Tov as well. If you by mistake start a weekday bracha on the Shmoneh Esre of Yom Tov, you'll complete it. Yes. We're not supposed to, it's true. But yet, yes, I know, but it's not... Yeah, so the reason why... it's a very good question. Although it's not ma'akev b'di'evet to say brachas pratiyos, personal brachas is not part of the nusach. Yes, you're asking on that. That's what you're asking on. You're asking on how can it be that essentially who should have said Shemoneh Esrei really? Because it's no. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. Interesting question. Yeah. See, if Cotton Dalla tells us that Musav is different, and that's indeed how we pasken. Why is that? Musav is a contradiction in terms with regards to Shemoneh Esrei. That doesn't make any sense. So you can't have Musav with Atochonin. That never exists. They're all year round. It doesn't make sense to have a Musav with Atochonin or Tzka B'Shofar or Boi Chaleinu. That doesn't exist. So therefore, if by Musav you start saying Atochonin, then we have to stop immediately. You don't continue. You don't finish off the bracha. Then you interrupt immediately and you go straight into Musav mode. And that's how we pass it indeed. So Rabbeisah, halacha lemaisa, let us be clear. If a person by mistake starts off autopilot and he goes for, do you know what I mean autopilot, yeah? The latest time the autopilot switches off is by? What's the latest chance for the last? Well, that's right, yeah. Or maybe by Issa Shalom, you know, some say the autopilot gets switched off by Issa Shalom normally. Yeah, so if a person by mistake goes into weekday mode, weekday Shemoneh Esrei mode, Talach is you will on Shabbos finish the bracha, and then afterwards you go into Shabbos, but Musaf you won't. Musaf you interrupt the way and you're going to Musaf. See, Big Gimel Raboisa is a slight exception to this. Himayu Sovu Shuchol. Okay, see, if Gimel is going on a different example, and this is a person that really genuinely thinks it's weekday. He really thinks it's weekday. He started saying Ato, and he thought it is Tuesday today. It's Sunday today. It's Friday today. He really got it completely wrong. Now, Ato, and immediately after saying the word Ato, Niska remembers, no, hold on a sec. This is not Tuesday today. Today is Shabbos. So he literally remember after saying the first word of Ato, he remembers that it's not Friday today. Today is actually Shabbos. Yeah. So he said, Ato. And then he chaps. Koidim shamat choyin. Before he said the word choyin. Havel hizchel b'shal choyin. This is a person who started a weekday Shemoneh Esrei proper. V'goy me'o yisa brocha. And he will complete the brocha. Oh, we'll get to that way. Havelim ayo yidea shu Shabbos. But if this is an individual that knew it was Shabbos, he really knew it was Shabbos. But without intention, he started saying Ato. He just said the word Ato because autopilot, as the Mishnah Berurah says, his tongue just went straight into Ato. Not because he thought it's weekday, but because his tongue was faster than his brain. Do you know what I mean? It just went too quick. Then it's different. So, if you knew very well today's Shabbos, for shaloi bechavone, without intention, Israel, he started, Tevas Ato, he said the word Ato. Hafilu imhu betfilas shachis. Even if it is, even it is shachis now. She'enu pesachis be'ato. It doesn't start be'ato, but it's, how does it start? Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei? Shabbos morning? Shachis? Yismach, that's right. So it doesn't start with Ato. Eino goyme birkas Ato choynein. He will not continue a complete Ato choynein. It was just a slip of his tongue. Techashvino leketobet v'la Shabbos ben zulezu. It's considered as if he made a mistake in the Shabbos. But he really knew it was Shabbos. His tongue went too fast. His lips went too swift. And therefore, he should not complete. We just said the word Ato, and he stops immediately. He could just complete, because he just said the word at. Rama says, Because since he only said Ato, he can continue and say Kiddashto, Ho Ato Echod, if it's Shabbos Mincha, and he doesn't have to continue to say Ato Chen Adam Das. But that is, as long as he didn't think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, he thought that it was Shabbos, his tongue went a bit too fast. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah explains over here. Sef Kotten Vav. He said the word Ato. Haim beves Yosef the Sfirelei. Ta'afilo be'arvis u'mincha shochel esayim be'ato kiddash te'vato echot. Even by Mincha and Ma'ariv, where he can continue to say Ato kiddash te'vato echot. Mikol nokim nevertheless. Kevin shekavonoso yehoysel etfilah aschoil. In the initial case, where he thought it's weekday today, Mikri Hizchel b'shalchoil, he started a weekday davening, for goyma birkas atochonin, he will complete atochonin. V'amogen avom choylek olav esfirelei, the Mogen Avom disagrees with the Beis Yosef, and holds, tadavka b'tfilah shachis, she'en amascho b'tevas ato, honi b'tfilah shachis, which doesn't start with ato, minke b'dibur isho l'shem choyl, and it was evident that it's a weekday davening, that he's starting, aber b'avis u'mincha, however, b'avis u'mincha, kevin shalom minke b'dibur oi, l'mikri alidei ze hizchel b'shalchoil. It's not recognizable what he's doing, and therefore, it's considered Yisro B'shal Choyl. V'yem ato kishdash tev ato echot v'chin da'as aprim god v'dei chayim. However, the second case of the Shulchan Aruch is Shaloi B'kavona. He just slipped out of his tongue. He just said ato without thinking. But he knew very well that it's Shabbos. Then, Roit Salom HaShem Nechshal B'leshoinoi. His tongue was made a mistake. Mach Maser Geiloi D'chol because of weekday practice and weekday being accustomed to weekday. Havloi Nischav L'shem T'filaschon. He never intended to do a weekday davening per se. Lekach Lo Chashvina L'kehizchal T'filaschon. And that's not considered the starting of a weekday davening. V'daf Geim Hizchil Rak Tevas Ato. But this whole discussion now is if he started the word Ato. Only. But if you already said Atochoinein, Shemuch L'Shem Choyl, it's evident that it's a weekday davening. Although, Shorek Mach Mashenech Shal B'Shoinein, Goyme Kol Oyse Boch, he will complete the entire Boch, as we learned in the earlier Sif, that if you start Atochoinein, then you will complete the whole, you'll complete the whole Boch. Yeah. So there's a big distinction. Again, Rabbi, just in one word. If Beis teaches us, if you start Atochoinein Adam Das, you will complete it, you will say the whole bracha. And then you switch on to Shabbos. That's true by Ma'ariv, by Shachis, by Mincha, makes no difference. That if you start Atochen, you complete the bracha. See, Gimel teaches us, what's the loch if you only say the word Ato? And the first opinion tells us that it makes a difference. It depends what your intention was. Did you genuinely think it was weekday? Or did you think, or did you know it was Shabbos, but you just made a slip of the tongue? And that is the distinction. Habayis, you're ready for Sif Dalet. Mi shehispalel tfilas shel choyl b'shabbos. For lo hizkir shel shabbos, lo yotza. What happens if a person made messed it up completely, and he davened a weekday shmoneh esrei completely? And only by oyse shalom, he realized, oh no, what have I done? I mean, you know, you open up you're in the siddur, and you see, oh, what, this is shachir shel choyl over here, what have I done? This is weekday. And he realizes that he went completely right through the weekday Shemana Esra. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mi sheispal tefillah shel choyl, a person that having a weekday Shemana Esra, b'Shabbos on Shabbos, for lo yizkir shel Shabbos, he didn't mention a word about Shabbos, lo yotza, he is not yotza. What if he's not sure? He had a closed siddur, or he's closed the siddur already. Person is not sure what he's davening now. Oh. Oh, so therefore what? So therefore, what's the kula? What should he do? What is the kula here? What should he do if he just doesn't remember what he's done? Pardon? If the tibah started, then what? You're saying that it depends on the speed. You can judge based on the speed. That's an interesting one. Yeah, I hear that. Very interesting thought. It's a very interesting thought. Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Kotten Tes, Shel Choyl B'Shabbos, Vim Sofik Loi, and if he's in doubt, Im Ispal Shel Choyl B'Shabbos, if he just really doesn't remember, was that a weekday Shemana Esra that I've done now, or Shabbos Shemana Esra? No, but he really just hasn't got a clue. Kamken Tzorech Lassa, he should repeat. Why? Im Istom Ispal Shel Choyl K'mu Yishir Rogel, because normally, a person, when he davens without concentration, his default mode is going to be weekday. I think it makes sense, no? Default mode is going to go straight into weekday. So if you're in doubt, say it again. That's probably in line with Sofik Rabbono. No, it's not. It's not in line with Sofik Rabbono. Yeah. Okay, because I suppose there is, why is not, why don't we say Sofik Dabalon over here? It's not equal Sofik, yeah. Yeah, it's not Sofik Ashoku maybe, yeah, yeah. Good, very interesting. Yeah, what about on Yom Tov, if you just don't remember what you've davened? Okay, you Moshe, that's true. So it's probably weekdays. Why it should go over again? It shouldn't go over. Why? Because there's a difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. What's the difference?
Because it's Yom Tov. You're waiting for the whole year for it. You wouldn't
miss the time. So you're probably going to daven Yom Tov. It's probably, I see. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about something. You're right. You're 100% right. If he's not using a machzor at all, if we're talking about somebody. You're right. We're talking about somebody who's not using a machzor. Correct. If there's got a machzor open in front of him, he can assume that he davened Shmoneh Esrei of that relevant Yom Tov. But Mishnah Berurah says Lo Yotzev Uadin B'Yom Tov Afilu B'Yom Tov Sheni. If a person that has got a clue what he has davened, he's got a closed machzor in front of him, or he's got a closed seder that he has no clue what he's davened. You know what? Just make sure and go for Shmoneh. Just do me a favor. Go for Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei. Just in case. V'Imiskis Shal Shabbos Pesach Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, that's if you haven't davened. If you've davened weekday, or you're not sure you've davened, you have to go over it again. You've davened Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei proper. V'imiskis Shal Shabbos Pesach Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what if you have mentioned Shabbos in the Shmoneh Esrei in one way or another? You have mentioned, say you made an original kind of tefillah, and you have mentioned Shabbos in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Hafal pi shalo yikova bracha leShabbos, although you didn't make a designated bracha for it, yotze yoyotze. So that would be a case. Let's say you had a very interesting you added Ritzei in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, that kind of thing. You davened a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, but in the middle you managed to somehow make a new invention kind of. You mentioned Uviyama Shabbos is there something. Yale v'yavoy b'yama Shabbos is there. You made something original. So the halacha is, it may be a very bizarre thing to do, but halacha lemaise, if a person messes it up like that, halacha is, he doesn't have to go back Shmoneh Esrei because he has mentioned Shabbos. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. You don't have to have the correct nusach. And also, as long as you have mentioned, even if it's not bracha, but you have mentioned Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei, you have mentioned Shabbos, you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back. And even the Ramah continues, Uve Musav, Afidu Lo Yomar, Agnase Lefonecho, Es Chaveseinu, Et Betmide Yoim, Uve Korb Musav, Yotza, even if you add, you mentioned something about Korban Musaf and the obligations of bringing Korbanos on that particular day, the relevant Korbanos on that particular day, you are still Yotze B'Dieved. Yeah. Sif Hey. Tova Ispal Shel Chol B'Shabbos. If a person made a mistake and he davened a complete weekday Shachis on Shabbos, for Lo Yizkei Shel Shabbos, he didn't mention Shabbos at all. If he stepped back already at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If he didn't step back, half of Pesach seemed philosophical, though he's completed his Shmoneh Esrei, he will go back to the beginning of Shabbos davening. The beginning of Shabbos davening. He starts from the Shabbos part. He goes back from. So if he didn't step back, he will go straight into the Shabbos element of Shmoneh Esrei. For Shliach Tzibur Shachar Shal Shabbos B'Shachis and Le'elzim Kuf Chofov, for Shliach Tzibur the halach is slightly different. Rabbi said that's important. So if a person realizes that he made a complete mistake in the davening weekday Shmoneh Esrei, we learned that he's not Yotze. Complete weekday Shmoneh Esrei, not Yotze. But now it depends. When did you realize? If you realize at the very end of Shmoneh Esrei, you have to go back and you start from the beginning Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. What if you just realize just before he says Shalom, then the halacha is, you haven't completed Shmoneh Esrei, you can bypass the first brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, you can go straight into Atzer Kishdashto, Hismach Moshe, etc. You can go from there. Which is a big chiddush. Why is that a big chiddush? I think it's a big chiddush. Do you think it's a chiddush? Yeah. I think it's quite a chiddush. Yeah, because you're at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. How can you use the first brachas? But yeah, that's what we're learning. Yeah. Now, Seif Seif Vav, which is the final seed for tonight. What happens if you messed up the Shmona Esses? You davened Mincha Shmona Esses on Friday night, or you davened Friday night Shmona Esses or Mincha. You davened Shachri Shmona Esses by Mincha. You got it all mixed up. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What happens then? What would you say? What's your guess? What would be your guess? Yoitze, no Yoitze. Yoitze. So I think it's interesting. How toibit fil Hashabbos vichle zubezu? You mix them up. Says Shulchan Aruch, einoi choyze. You don't have to go back. You don't have to go back. Sheikah bochavizi yitzeh min chaseinu mishnebu seden zivkot yudala. The main element of the Shmona Esrei is the fourth bracha, which is Retzei b'mnuchaseinu, v'zeh ne'ema b'kol ha-brachas, and that is said in all the brachas shel Shabbos. That is said in all the brachas. That is the main part, and that's said in all of them. So if you get the earlier part mixed up, but it's fine. V'yesh oim some say shemechlev shel Musaf be'acheres or acheres b'shel Musaf choyza. Some say that some say, and that's how we pasken, that if you make a mistake with regards to Musaf, you say the Musaf one in one of the other tefillahs, or vice versa. By Musaf, you said the Shachris or the Mincha or the Maariv one. Either way, you're not Yoitze. So if Musaf, you got the Musaf one wrong, in either direction, you got the Musaf Shmona Esrei wrong, that you're not Yoitze. So I say again, if you mix up the Shmona Esrei, you say the Mincha by Ma'ariv, you say the Shachris by Mincha, you mix them all up, but you have your Yoitze as long as you said Retzim Nuchasenu, which is the main part. The only exception is Musaf. If you say the Musaf one in any other Shmona Esrei, you're not Yoitze. And similarly, if you said by Musaf, you say any of the other ones, you're also not Yoitze, but you have it. And that's how we pasken. The Kimon Shomo Musaf, Tech Philosophy, Shikar if Ne'amok Mishnebura says it's a lie, and because you're mentioning Korbanos, and that is a lie, and therefore you're not Yoitze. Yeah, somebody, you want to say something? Yeah, but since, so you say, in which case, which scenario are you talking about? So if you are saying, if you're mentioning Korban Musaf, however, in any other tefillahs, that is a sheker, that is a proper lie, and therefore you're not going to be Yoitze. If you're mentioning, yeah, but then you're missing the Korban, and Korban is Ma'akev. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we learned tonight a lot, Baruch Hashem. And we learned that if a person starts davening a weekday Shmona Esrei, he should continue. If you said more than after, you say weekday Shmona Esrei, you should continue until the end of the Bracha and then switch onto Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch makes a distinction with God. If you said Atah only, then it's different. It depends what your intention was, where you're holding. Siv Dalet tells us that if you don't mention Shabbos at all, you're not Yoitze. If you make weekday Shmona Esrei until the very end, you're not Yoitze. You have to go back and start and Shabbos Shmona Esrei. However, if you said a weekday Shmona Esrei, and you remember before Oker Raglav, you can just go. Before you're stepping back, you can just go to Yismach Moshe or Ato Kiddashto. You can just start from there, as long as you didn't actually step back and say Oysi Shalom. Once you've said Oysi Shalom, you have to go back to the very beginning. If you mention any way or form Shabbos somehow in the Shmona Esrei, like you say some sort of Shabbos mention in the middle of the week, the Shmona Esrei, you will be Yoitze. And then we learned that if a person says the wrong one, Ato Kiddashto instead of Yismach Moshe, or Yismach Moshe, Ato Echod, you mix them all up, you're Yoitze B'dieved, as long as you say the last part, which is Retzei M'Nuchaseinu, you say that part, which you will say, inevitably, because they're part of all the Shmona Esrei, you will say it, you're going to be Yoitze. So if you say the Mincha Shmona Esrei by Shachris, Shachris by Maariv, you're Yoitze B'dieved. The only exception is Tfilas Musaf, that if you say Musaf, and yet the Musaf Shmona Esrei on any other Shmona Esrei, or alternatively by Musaf, you say any other Shmona Esrei of Shabbos, you are not Yoitze. Should I start again? Yeah, you're not Yoitze. If you say the Musaf, you get the Musaf mixed up. Okay, Habaytai, I wish you a very good evening.